Jerry Bader Show 1035. By the way, a very exciting. Oh, is that actual temperature? 52 below in Rhinelander right now. That's got no. Is it real? See if you can find that. Boy, because if that were the case, what would the wind chill be? Yeah, just type in the Rhinelander. Somebody, we have listeners in Rhinelander. 888-455-1360. What's the current temperature in Rhinelander? 888-455-1360. You don't have to be 18 below, according to that. Feels like 46 below. Yeah, Fox News has to have that wrong. That had to be wind chill. We don't have to put you on the air, but if you're listening in the Rhinelander area, and I mean, you know, you don't have to be smack dab in Rhinelander. 888-455-1360. Let Jason know if you've got a thermometer handy. What is the real temperature in Rhinelander right now? Fox News made it look like the real temperature was 50-some below, and I'm guessing it's that. Yeah, Ashland is, what, 13 below? Feels like 33. The wind chill that you had there for Rhinelander was 40-some below. I saw that. All right, we have, Jason does in fact have a call. You don't have to put them on the air. If they don't want to go on the air, that's fine. Just have them throw you the number and then you share it with me. Minus 14. Someone listening in Rhinelander right now has minus 14, getting another one. Let's just, so I would guess it's going to be 14, 15 below and minus 12, another person tells him. All right, that's fine. Yeah, I suspected that Fox News was off a bit there. Remember the whole debate, the budget debate, about the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism? It's a liberal outfit that gets free rent, utilities, and internet on the UW campus in Madison. And what I said was, it was a case where Governor Scott Walker, no good deed goes unpunished. Republicans in the legislature wanted to remove them from campus, not shut them down, but stop giving the freebies. Scott Walker, because I think Governor Walker never wants to be looked at stifling speech, is that he said, no, we're not going to kick them off campus. We're not going to do that. And I said, no good deed would go unpunished. Here's what's going to happen is Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism will continue to rip on Governor Walker. Bill Leaders of the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism has a piece running in Gannett newspapers. Walker's no pardon stance leaves veterans out in the cold. I want to share some of this with you and then I want your thoughts. A recent article on a decorated military veteran seeking a pardon from Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker drew a cheap shot from an online commenter. If he's serious about getting special treatment from Walker, he simply needs a lot of cash to donate. In fact, the Republican governor's bold stance against any and all pardons takes this scenario off the table. Governor Walker supports the court system and does not want to undermine the actions of a judge or jury. Spokeswoman Julie Lund said in an email, he has other priorities besides issuing pardons, which is not a requirement of the job. I was unaware of this. Scott Walker has not issued any pardons, and apparently it's his policy not to issue pardons. As you are likely aware, pardons can become very controversial for governors and presidents, who both have that under their authority. Someone in Wisconsin who has been convicted by a state court can be pardoned by Governor Walker. Presidents can pardon pretty much anybody. They end up being controversial, especially the spate of pardons at the end of a governor's term. This I've never seen before. A governor being criticized because he hasn't issued any pardons. I mean, well, you know how it is. There are some where, yeah, a governor will be criticized. This person is really deserving. Why didn't you pardon them? That's part of the problem with pardons. They appear to be very arbitrary. Well, you pardon this guy. Why didn't you pardon that guy? I'm not sure I agree with the policy, but I don't know how I feel about zero pardons or a policy that he's not going to pardon anyone. But let's face it. He does avoid that. You can't say that he's playing favorites if he doesn't pardon anybody. And that's usually the staunchest criticism levied against a governor or a president, is you're using them as favors. Critics say pardons are, now this is back to leaders. Critics say pardons are an important task, not an insult to the justice system. The case involving the veteran who served tours of duty in Kuwait and Iraq casts this into sharp relief. In September 2004, 2 days after returning from the Middle East, Corporal Eric Pizer of Madison intervened in a dust-up between his friend and another man. He punched the other man once, breaking his nose. His buddy and another guy were in a fight, and he punched the other guy and broke his nose. Okay? He was trying to protect himself and others, says Pizer's attorney, David Rellis, whose client had no prior juvenile or adult record. The Grant County DA's office charged Pizer with substantial battery, a felony. He pleaded no contest, served 2 years probation. The conviction bars Pizer, now 32, from his dream of becoming a police officer. His attorney, Rellis, is a former prosecutor who believes the charge was excessive. Had these events happened more recently, he notes, the conviction could have been expunged due to a change in state law, or perhaps avoided altogether through the state's network of veteran treatment courts. That leaves Pizer at the mercy of Governor Walker, says Rellis. I'm hoping he'll open his eyes and open his heart. But Walker, since taking office in 2011, has mothballed the state's Pardon Advisory Board and granted no pardons. His five predecessors, Republicans as well as Democrats, pardoned more than 800 people. Margaret Colgate Love, the U.S. Justice Department's lead pardon attorney under Presidents H.W. Bush and Clinton, says that while other governors have been stingy with pardons, none has matched Walker in forswearing them altogether. I can't think of another governor who has so obviously said, I'm not going to do my job, says Love, now an attorney in private practice in Washington, D.C. Other states with which Wisconsin compares itself having a thriving pardon business, and it's a very useful part of their justice system. Another national expert on the topic, P.S. Ruckman Jr., a professor of poli-sci at Rock Valley College in Illinois, he's a national expert at a college you never heard of, says the power to pardon is part of our system of checks and balances. He sees Walker's refusal as an abdication of executive responsibility, one that could entail political risks. There are also political risks in pardoning someone. I see a couple of things here that we can put to you, the listener. Okay, this guy served without issue in Kuwait and Iraq, never had a police record. His side of the story is his buddy got in a fight, and he came to the aid of his buddy and punched the other guy in the nose and broke his nose. He was charged with, I believe, felony battery, probation, but he can't become a police officer. His argument is he's served our country proudly, without issue, and is otherwise has a spotless record. Scott Walker is avoiding that judgment call by not pardoning anybody. It is an option the governor has, but is it his job to issue pardons? And because this, now we have one side of the story, should this guy get a pardon? 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I find both fascinating, but particularly the notion that Governor Walker isn't going to use the tool that he has at all of pardons. STEM 44.
Jerry Bader Show.